Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Today, I have another episode on something that you don't have to do with your money. That's what these past few episodes have been about, looking at things from a different perspective. If you don't want to do something, well, in this episode, we're going to be talking about credit card rewards. What if you don't want to credit card hack? What if you don't want a giant spreadsheet with 20 plus credit cards? Let's talk about that today in today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. I think oftentimes we get told all these random things that we have to be doing with our money and how we can optimize everything perfectly right now. Well, specifically with credit cards, there's a way we can optimize credit cards. You can do things like get free trips, get points, rewards, you name it. There's something you can do when you optimize your credit card spending. But what if you don't want to do that? What if you don't want to, or what are some of the drawbacks or benefits? What can you do if you don't optimize your credit card spending? And how can you look at it from that different perspective? Well, the money talking points from today's episode are, what if I didn't use credit cards? And the second one is, are credit cards helpful or harmful to my finances? With all of that, let's get right into today's episode. So we're going to dive right into it today. Often we have to optimize everything. That's what everything online is teaching. That's what all the tips and tricks videos are about. That's what, honestly, a lot of this podcast has been about, trying to help you provide ways to optimize your personal finances. But if you look online, you got to try to optimize everything. And it's okay if you identify something that you don't want to optimize, or something that doesn't bring value to you, or something that stresses you out, so you don't want to optimize it. You don't have to overwhelm yourself with all the different financial tricks, tips, hacks, whatever you want, like whatever you see online. You don't have to overwhelm yourself and do all of it all at once, all the time. And that's okay. Be willing to say no and stick to your plan. And that's why it's important to have a plan, so that those little ideas or new tricks or new perfect optimization methods don't derail you or stress you out. When you have that written down plan, seeing that TikTok or Instagram video or Facebook post about the new cryptocurrency that's going to make you rich doesn't worry you at all. You just forget about it and move on because you know that's not part of your plan. But also when you see the new credit card that, yeah, it has a $500 annual fee, but you're going to make so much back in rewards, but the post is really vague, so you aren't sure what to do, that doesn't stress you out when you have a plan in place. But next, I want to jump into the impact, specifically the impact if you don't hack with your credit cards or if you don't optimize your credit cards, but also the impact if you don't use credit cards or you don't want to bother with that. So let's get into that next. So what's the impact of all of this? Well, if you don't credit card hack, you can miss out on some rewards. This is true. But you can also avoid the headache of ever having to worry about a late payment, or ever having to worry about credit card interest, or ever having to worry about a payment not coming out of your bank account correctly or getting over to your credit card correctly. There's a lot of headaches that you could avoid. But if credit card interest is something that you pay regularly, then you need to ditch credit cards. Credit card interest is the worst thing short of a payday loan that you could be paying on. It's going to, honestly, it can just impact your financial life in such a harmful way that it's something you need to avoid quickly and get away from as quick as possible. But not optimizing your credit cards, or not credit card hacking as people call it, can make your life simpler. If your life is super busy and stressful, don't add more stress of trying to make sure you're using the right credit card when you go out to eat, trying to make sure you're using the right credit card when you go to a specific grocery store in a specific town during a specific time of the year, and making sure you go on the app to activate that reward first. Like, you see, that's another instance of where stress can pile up because there's just so many things you need to do. And now for some people, it makes sense and it's not hard, or they enjoy optimizing their credit cards. But for some people, if it adds stress, don't worry about it. Like, it's not going to, I wouldn't say it's going to completely revolutionize your life by making sure you're optimizing your credit cards. There's a lot of great benefits from that. And we'll get into that as well later. But next, I want to talk about how you can implement not credit card hacking next. So what if you're telling yourself, I don't want to credit card hack. I don't want to optimize my credit cards and have a bunch of different credit cards. How do you actually implement that into your life? Well, you got to keep it simple. If you don't want to use credit cards, or maybe you do want to use credit cards, you just don't want to overwhelm yourself with so many different credit cards, keep it simple. Identify one credit card, like the Fidelity credit card where you're always getting 2% back, the Citi Double Cash card where you're always getting 2% back. Find a credit card that holds a good middle ground for you and use it all the time. Use it for everything. Who cares if you're not optimizing the exact way you're spending your money? You're still earning something back. And if you're able to manage credit cards, I would say go that route. Find one, maybe two credit cards that work for you and your situation and just stick to that. But we're also going to come back around to a plan. Write down your plan, write down a credit card plan, have credit cards be a part of your overall financial plan and what you plan on doing with them. So for my wife and I, we are trying to optimize signup bonuses right now because we are planning to take a trip to Hawaii once she graduates PA school. And part of that savings for us is honestly right now, while we're in that meantime, we have plenty of time to be optimizing credit card signup bonuses and reaching those spend limits fairly easily. So we're not spending extra money just to get these rewards, but we're taking advantage of a few $100, maybe $1,000 here and there that's going to help us when it comes to paying for this trip we have down the road. So I think it's a whole lot easier to optimize your credit cards if you're looking at it in a long-term perspective. If you're identifying something that you want to do with them and then using them to reach that goal. So write down your credit card plan as part of your overall financial plan. But if you want help, like figuring out how to do all the spreadsheet stuff or how to optimize this stuff, please contact me. I know there's many ways to do it and I can help make it really easy for you. I can help you keep track of it really easy and set it up for you. And I'd be happy to help offer my time and help show you some ways that you can optimize your credit card tracking. But I have a couple questions that I thought of with this topic that I want to go over next. So let's get into that. So what is my opinion on credit cards? That's the first question we're going to get into here. What is my opinion on credit cards? Well, I like them a lot. I think they're a great tool. And when used correctly, they benefit our financial situation very well. They're something that makes it really easy to like withhold payments until a certain time of the month when it makes it really easy to budget. Our checking account isn't continually fluctuating. It's really simple to keep track of. There's a lot of ways to keep track of it that make it really easy. So I think credit cards are a great tool and that everyone should use them correctly and avoid credit card interest, of course. So my next question that I thought of is, what if I didn't use credit cards? So my wife and I actually tried this. When we first got married, I was huge on the Dave Ramsey kick. And I was like, let's go debit cards only. Let's no credit cards. We're not going to open any credit cards as a married couple. And we tried it and it was fine. And then we realized we were just missing out on a lot of rewards because we had a good financial foundation. And honestly, I heard this as well from another podcast. And I think this is what my wife and I essentially did is don't use credit cards or don't start getting fancy with your financial life when you first get married. Like keep it simple, checking account and that's it. And if you want to join your checking account, do that. Regardless of whether you have a joint account or not, you have to be doing finances together. It cannot be one person does the finances and asks the person for their half of the bills. You have to be doing finances together regardless of how your money situation is set up. But I would encourage and recommend the beginning of a marriage, make sure you're keeping your finances super simple. Don't open a bunch of credit cards. Don't try to optimize credit card referral bonuses with each other and stuff like that. Don't worry about that because it's just going to stress you out because there's enough other things you got to try to figure out and deal with when you first get married. And stressing out your financial situation is not going to be a good solution. So I think, like I said, it makes budgeting easier for my wife and I. Paying off our credit cards all at once is a whole lot easier than watching our checking account fluctuate throughout the month, if we're being honest there. Third question, are credit cards helpful or harmful to my finances? And this is one of the money talking points that I hope you ask yourself as well at the end of this episode. So I think they're extremely helpful. But if you're paying interest or you're constantly stressed out by your credit cards, then they're harmful. Get rid of them. Get rid of them if they're harmful in any way. The rewards honestly aren't worth it. They're not worth your stress and your mental capacity that you're putting into them. Like it's just a piece of plastic that offers some low-end rewards if you optimize your spending the right way. And they're not the end-all be-all going to solve all your financial problems. Honestly, if they're stressing you out or if you're paying interest on credit cards, they're probably going to be a big damper to your financial situation and your life overall because they're just not worth it in the end. But let's wrap up today's episode next. I have some fun news to share. So overall, I think credit cards are good. I'm also becoming more and more open to the idea of simplifying our lives, especially when it comes to our finances, where there can be so many new things to try to do, new hacks, new tips and tricks to do with your money. There's so many things. Find what brings value to you and brings value to your life and your financial life, and keep it simple and do that. Keep it simple, write it down, and be straightforward with what you're doing. Don't try to be complex and changing it every few days. But as I mentioned in this episode, if you need any help managing your credit card tracking, shoot me an email and I'd be happy to help provide you with some ideas on how you can keep track of all your credit cards. I'd be happy to offer any sort of tips or anything. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'd love to help you with your financial situation. And if you need help simplifying as well, I can give tips for that as well. But of course, my email and my resources are in the show notes. And thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.